This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Sackler family, they're the ones responsible for the makers of OxyContin. We're going to talk about that because they uncovered more money in this family doing the wire transfer thing. And then Mike Pompeo and what was his part in the Ukrainian call on July 25th between the president and the president of the Ukraine. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, as we kick things off this week, the direction that we take is, of course, the impeachment word. I've heard from so many of you as to, one, what you think of it, and then, two, what do I think is going to happen? And I always say this, look, if I had a crystal ball where I could predict the future and I could get on the air and tell you exactly what was going to happen, I don't know that they would let me on these airwaves, and I think I'd be having a much different lifestyle and a different kind of line of work, perhaps, right? So anyway, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, was among the administration officials, supposedly, who listened in on that call in July between Trump and Zelensky, who was the president of the Ukraine. His participation on the call wasn't really reported, if you remember earlier. I don't remember anything about that, but it was one of the biggest developments related to this controversy centering on the president's supposed urging that the Ukrainian president cooperate with Rudy Giuliani, who, of course, is Trump's personal attorney, and Attorney General William Barr on investigations into political opponents, specifically Democratic rival Joe Biden and then his son Hunter. And that's where everything gets tripped up, and this is what gave Nancy Pelosi the green light, she says, to go forward with the articles of impeachment and where they go from there, or impeachment inquiry. So that specifically. So the House committee subpoenaed Giuliani to turn over documents related to the communications with anybody in the White House about his efforts in the Ukraine, the president's, as well as any other documents related to that effort by October 15th. They say the subpoena was formally part of the impeachment inquiry, and Giuliani said on Twitter, because we know that everything breaks on Twitter, that the subpoena will be given appropriate consideration, noting that the subpoena was signed only by Democratic chairs who have prejudged this case. Remember, Giuliani, his bag is law, and lawyers know loopholes, certainly. So the impeachment inquiry is focused on specifically just what I've been mentioning over and over again, and you all know it, a phone call with the Ukrainian president. The real true heart of this is the whistleblower complaint by a person that was an officer at the CIA and knows what was said on that call between the two presidents. So if the Democrats approve the articles of impeachment, so not to confuse you, that's if they approve the articles of impeachment, then it moves to trial in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell confirmed he would have to do it. He would have no choice but to take it up, that he strictly would do it because it's based on Senate rule on impeachment, and he has no say to try to parlay it in any other direction. It is all about the scrutiny over that call, and we really don't know. I mean, was it just that pointed? Investigate him, find out what's happening, or was exaggerated, or is there something we don't know? And we have to wait and see what the whistleblower says. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, one of my favorites that joins us here on the show, said, like I said, that to both of us, the most dramatic thing and the most important thing was really what comes out of the whistleblower's mouth. What are we going to find out there? And what was his relationship to this and how he knew this information? So it's pretty wild to watch as this unfolds, but we will see what happens in a couple of weeks, because there are certainly dates tied to this. And for Pompeo, he was scheduled to leave for a European trip on Monday. He said last week that he hadn't read the whistleblower's complaint in its entirety, but said to his knowledge, actions by the State Department had been entirely appropriate and consistent, is what he called it, with administration efforts, that's that word, to improve relations with the Ukraine. So that's what they were doing. That's it. That's all he knew. Period, that there wasn't anything else. I mean, should there be private conversations between world leaders? And of course there's private conversations, and of course they're not released. And then the question becomes, should they be released? And that's what Pompeo, that's the road that he took. Should those conversations be released? So we know heading into the weekend, three House committees, Foreign Affairs, Intelligence, and Oversight, they subpoenaed Pompeo for documents related to that inquiry. And he only has until October 4th, the end of the week, to produce them. And then it's going to be about deposing lots of different people. And that's where we'll see where this all ends up. And it's easy to speculate. And I really say it's the whistleblower who is supposedly going to testify soon that holds the cards. If we're all at the poker table, and we're really just the observers, just picture that, we're five deep watching. Well, that's the information that we don't know. All right, the Sackler family should be sacked. Sorry, here's my take. $1 billion buried already in wire transfers. Now another billion is uncovered. They own Purdue Pharma, and I mentioned this already. They're the makers of Oxy, and they had buried this money apparently through Swiss bank accounts, and the wire transfers are part of the lawsuit against Purdue, because there's so many bloody lawsuits against them with this whole opioid crisis. And, Forbes puts their fortune somewhere in the $13, $14 million range. And they're obviously were trying to bury money the best they could. And I guess they didn't get the memo that the Swiss are in bed with America now. And it's not so easy to do the Swiss bank account hiding thing. All right, I got something to say right here at the beginning. I don't know if this has happened to you, but unfortunately, what a way to start a manic Monday. You know how dependent we are, of course, on cable, and we had a tree that had to come down, and the tree, boom, came down. And when the tree came down, the rest of the tree had to be taken out, all the roots, of course, and they were tangled up in the cable. So our cable was cut. How about that? And because of it, there is no nail the score this week. I know. Do you hear the boos? I can hear the boos somewhere in the background. Boo! Oh, Sharon and me, she'll be so disappointed. And how about our friends in Texas? Pete's! But you know what? Because of that, the next time around, we're going to do the triple threat. So, three games, three choices, like a parlay in Vegas. If you don't know what that means, you just go in, you pick a couple of teams, you have a much better chance of winning. So, the good news is, next week, you have a better chance to nail the score. And why is that? Because we're giving you triple. Did you hear what I said? Triple the games. So that's pretty good. Sorry we couldn't do it. And again, with the cable cut, it just created massive, massive chaos. There's no question about that. Who knew? They bury the lines. They bury the lines, but they just weren't buried very deep. Coming up, you and, yeah, the tall guy in the back. Your thoughts on impeachment and a few other things as well as we continue and we dive into the mailbag.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail, man.
Of virtual mail. Thank you so much for always continuing to pay attention to what's going on and sending your thoughts and letting them flow, whether you're right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, or none of the above. So as we head into the mail room, let me get this door. Okay. Just virtual mail. It is just full. It is flowing all over the place. Let's start with this one. This one is from Alan, and Alan says, I am so sick of those snotty, nose in the air Sackler family members and what they've done to the world with their poisonous oxy. I had a nephew who lost his life to drug overdose, and so much of that was due to oxy. Now they're caught in these lawsuits, and boy, they don't want to pay anyone, and then they keep getting caught with wire transfers where they're hiding money, and I love it. So for once, the rich who are doing damage to the middle class are going to pay the price, or so it seems they're going to pay the price. Well, they're trying not to pay the price, and that's why they did all those wire transfers, because they don't want to pay. You know, that's it. They don't want to pay, and the old way of burying your money is not the new way of burying your money, let's say. And now you've got aggressive prosecutors who are trying to find every cent they can and find anything they can on them. How about this one from Richard? Richard says, I don't know about all this impeachment stuff. I think there must be something there, or Nancy Pelosi wouldn't go down this road, only because if she is going to make a name for herself and if she's going to put the Democrats out there, why would they do this if there wasn't something convincing that would come up on the call that would put the president in a precarious situation? I think he just didn't know. And when he heard about Biden's son, he said investigate, because he had money that he was making from an energy company in the Ukraine, and thought that it was fair to do that, not even thinking of the political opponent thing, because he thinks like a businessman. I don't know. So you think that the people, part of it is the people around. So who you surround yourself with, who are the advisors, what are they telling you to do? I always say this about Hillary Clinton. Could she have surrounded herself with more sycophants and people that just worshipped at the altar of Hillary Clinton and didn't tell her when things were sinking, like the emails and why are we doing this? And so many other things that happened with her. And I think it's the same with Donald Trump, that who are the people that tell him the truth? Who are the people that say, hey, this is just the thing, you have to do a two-step around. There's no way around it, whether we think it's not the direct route or not. Politics is different than business, but that's why a lot of people wanted a business person in the White House. But they got a celebrity in the White House who grew up through the business world and not in the political world. And that's, I think, certainly some of it. All right, here's another thing about impeachment. This one is from Karen, and Karen listens to us. She says, in Tucson, hi, Kate. I've been listening to the show for about a month now. I happened to catch it one day when I was at work, and I stayed a little bit later. I love what you talk about, and I think you're very, very funny, so I thought I was going to send you an email a couple of weeks ago, but finally I've gotten down to it, and especially now that we're seeing what's happening with the impeachment inquiry, I wonder who gets taken out because of this, if anyone gets taken out, or it's just a lot of maneuvering back and forth. Do you think it hurts the president's campaign? Well, the bigger question is that phone call, and I guess it's related to it, that phone call and what comes out with the whistleblower. So what kind of dirt or evidence or something does the whistleblower have that is a threat? And is it a threat? And I would have to think, if they're moving forward, they've got to believe that there's something there. But the inquiry means just that. It's an inquiry. So it's not the same thing as pushing it all the way to the Senate. If it goes to the Senate, we've heard what Mitch McConnell will do. And it's easy to speculate, but it's tough to know because we don't know what was said. I mean, we don't know what's on there. If we did, we would have a much better idea of where it would go. All right, this one is from longtime listener Ralph. And Ralph says, I heard you talking the other day about all that snow in Montana. Wow, in one way I'm envious, because it would be very cool to look out your window and see all that mountainous snow. And then in another sense, I'm glad that I do not look out my window and see that, because I think of what it would be like to dig out of, especially 40-some inches. You would have to have people come and rescue you, and I would imagine that's what happens in some cases when the snow gets super high and gets above the door. You know, it's interesting. Montana is not Michigan, but for a short time when I was a baby, we lived in Kalamazoo, and I remember my mom told me a story, and I have pictures of me in the snow, but I remember her telling me a story about how they would get these brutal snowstorms, and there would be people that would come around and dig out your front porch, because your door would be, you couldn't open your door, it would be chunked with so much snow. But if you're used to that, or if you know it's coming and you live in an area where that happens, you're of course much more prepared than if you're not. You know, I used to, and I've said this on the air, I used to poo-poo the whole go bag thing, and you know, oh, we just grab stuff. Well, yeah, the more prepared you are, you know, when we talk about emergency preparedness, the more I see things where people, there's that panic, and would it have to be panic if you've been prepared for the situation? Now, snow like that in September, who's prepared for that? I mean, even in places where they could see the temperatures dip and they could get a lot of snow. I don't think you're saying to yourself, you know what, last week we just had the end of summer, so I bet you we're going to get this premature, wicked snowstorm. I don't think so. I don't think they were thinking that. I have this one from Ken, who says, "Hi, Kate Delaney. I was wondering if you were psyched about your Eagles this year or you think it's going to be a rough year for them." That's a loaded question, isn't it? I grew up outside of Philadelphia, and I know that's what you're referring to. And in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I talk about traveling with the Cowboys and how great that was, covering the Cowboys, and also growing up a Philadelphia Eagles fan. And the answer is, for Philly, I mean, they're not starting out that great. I look at missed opportunities. What about the health of Carson Wentz? They've had other injuries. Injuries play a big part in the game. And they're not using that as an excuse, but they're not as strong of a team as they've been in the past when they're dealing with some key injuries. And, of course, the Cowboys are rolling. They lost to New Orleans. But to me, Cowboys look like they would win the NFC East. And maybe the Eagles would be second to that. But then what does the rest of the NFC look like? So I think it's kind of a mixed bag year. If I was pressed to pick how many games they would win, I'd say they split. I think they have a 500 season, maybe a little bit more. All right, we move on from that to Barry. And Barry says, "I don't know if you've noticed this, Kate, but there's been a return to vinyl. More people are getting records, listening to records, and getting record players again. It seems like that's what we do, that what's old is now new. And I think that some of the younger kids and teens want to return to what was, and that's why you're seeing what some of the shows are that are being watched, and that's why the interest in vinyl instead of the computerized Pandora-ish kind of music or downloads that they have." I don't know about that, but I think that it sounds different. If you think of what, and I could be completely wrong on this, if you think of music and how it was played on vinyl and how it came across your speakers compared to what we have now, I mean, listen, I know you can get great equipment and how it's amplified makes a difference and whatnot. I'm not naive to that, but I don't know. There's something about records. And listen, I started out in college where I had a DJ shift. And we did a thing called slip, because you were trying to make those smooth transitions. And I learned how to do a slip cue where one turntable, one song's ending, and then you've got your finger just slowly releasing the other. And those days were gone. And then even in my era, we moved on to what they called Denon decks. And I was a content junkie, so I did really news and sports. But I did have fill-in times where I did the DJ thing. All right, stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As Afghans await the results of a presidential election destroyed by Taliban threats, the government used its platform at the UN General Assembly to tell the insurgents, quote, join us in peace or we will continue to fight. Afghanistan was not the only country sending a message. North Korea had one for the United States saying it was up to Washington whether now stalled nuclear negotiations become, quote, a window of opportunity or an occasion that will hasten the crisis. Monday's speeches wrapped up a meeting marked by global worries over the rising tensions in the Persian Gulf region, challenging climate rates, and the very future of the idea that large-scale international cooperation with the UN is impossible. Stocks finished mostly higher today as the S&P 500 climbed 14.95 to 2976. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 96 points to 26916. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Joins us to talk about something that is so important to me, and I know for so many of you, we've talked about driving fatalities and what's happened with young drivers in the U.S. and how scary it is. You think of the distractions and what now you have to deal with population-wise, etc. But I am so glad he's with us to talk about that because he's got a book called How's My Driving? Steve, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for calling.
The, you know, talking about driving and statistics and the staggering death statistics are just, they're through the roof, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I just, you know, I literally looked up this morning on Google, just Googled automobile car crashes in the United States, and it comes up with a statistic that says, on average, 6 million car crashes a year occur.
Wow.
And if you reduce that down to the ridiculous, that's the way they say that when you, you know, get it down to something that means how often does it really occur, it turns out to be about one every 5 seconds. That's not people dying, but that's people in fender benders all the way through the ones that do produce crashes.
Wow.
But my major feeling and reason for trying to get out there is I've been talking with teens for a long, long time. because the number one cause of teen death is distracted driving in cars. It's the number one. There's no close second.
Hmm.
And it really comes down to education. They just don't think it's going to happen to them.
All right, so in educating them, what do you talk about that can help some of the people that are listening? And, of course, they can pick up your book, too, as well. That'll even deepen that knowledge. Tell us a few things.
Okay, well, what I do generally, I mean, there are some basic questions that I ask people that they kind of look at me strange when I ask them. For instance, what stops the car? And people generally answer that by saying the brakes do. And I don't disagree that you have to press on the brakes and that you have to be a part of that. But they fail to realize that the thing that really causes a car to slow down and stop is the quality of contact of your tire with the road. If you're on ice, you can step on the brakes really, really hard, and it doesn't do much for slowing you down. If you're on sand or wet roads or any of that, you need to be following people farther away. That makes sense.
It does make sense. So you need to keep that distance. And a lot of times, boy, I see that all the time on the road, that people don't keep that distance. And then you're right. Then you see those accidents. And a lot of times it has to do with that we're on top of each other.
Right. You know, Kate, another thing that I really, really go after is this whole use of the word accident. In my lifetime, accident has come to mean just about anything that happens that you really didn't want to happen. And honestly, if you look up the definition of accident in the dictionary, it says something that happens with no apparent cause. And I really think when you talk about car crashes that if you think about that the only thing that would fit that definition would be you're driving along in your car and an airplane falls out of the sky and lands on your car.
Wow.
Or a space rock. Or honestly, the only other one that's car related would be if you were stopped at a traffic light and somebody runs into you, you can't apply their brakes. Everything else after that is a crash.
Wow.
And we think of, you know, everything's an accident. No matter what we do, it's an accident. No, it's not. There's been so many lives that are lost by just really, really a culmination of many poor choices.
I like the way you clarify that. We're speaking with Steve Jaddick. We're talking about how's my driving. You definitely want to pick this up because it is the number one cause for young driver deaths in the United States. Wow, wow, wow. What are the distractions? I think there are many more distractions than we had before. Like I'm thinking I've even seen people looking at YouTube driving down the road.
I saw a person just the other day with a newspaper open on their steering wheel. And the problem that I really, really think is not that, you know, everybody looks at somebody like that and they say, well, they must be stupid. No, they're not. I don't believe that anybody has a death wish. But I don't believe that anybody thinks that bad things are going to happen to them. When it happens, it's kind of like the school shooting at Sandy Hook. You know, I mean, I heard a father make a statement. You know that stuff happens, but it's never going to happen here. Well, it did. And if my wife and I were involved in a very, very bad car crash early in our life. She was 6 months pregnant, and she and I both nearly lost our life. The child didn't survive.
Oh.
And I tell that to everybody, not because I want them to feel sorry for me, but because I know what that feels like. And part of my training in my driving school is to help people understand that if I could sprinkle fairy dust on you or something like that that would keep you safe, I would do it. But distracted driving is a choice. It really is. And, you know, that we went through that. Having gone through it, I know what that feels like. And I hear this all the time from people saying, I know how you feel. I'm sorry, but you don't. Unless you've actually experienced it, you don't. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. And, you know, when you talk about that, obviously deeply personal, and it nails home what happened with you and what you've now seen, too. And, again, it's how's my driving. What's your hope that if more people read this, if more people are aware, the lives will be saved and we won't have as many accidents and that kind of thing?
We won't have as many crashes.
Yeah, crashes.
No, actually, it's an awareness thing. I mean, if you know that something is dangerous and you approach it with the proper amount of concern, anything can be really easily dealt with on a regular basis. But if you go into it with a "it's not going to happen to me" attitude, then when it does, you're not going to be prepared for it. The thrust of our driving school is to get people ready to be aware of their surrounding circumstances, situational awareness. We have an acronym that we use, which is in the book, and it almost spells spider, but the I and the P are backwards. And what it literally stands for is an activity that you can do in the car or anywhere, actually walking around the house. And it stands for search, identify, predict, decide, execute. And then the thing that makes it work is repeat. Now, no place in there is there an opportunity to use a cell phone or to put on makeup or to shave your head like I saw a guy doing on the interstate one day.
Wow.
Yeah. But honestly, nobody thinks it's going to happen to them. And
yeah.
And I understand why they do that, because if you thought it was, you wouldn't leave your house.
That's true. That's true. So it's that invincibility thing, and that's what you're trying to tell people. And when you talk about the acronym you just used, I mean, all of them are equally important, but share with us some of what you can do. So you look around at your surroundings, right? Meaning be a defensive driver?
Well, just think about it, getting out of bed in the morning. If you don't open your eyes, aren't you going to walk into something?
Yes.
I mean, so it sounds silly, and it's really, really simple to do, but it's something that is so simple, but it must be done on purpose. You search around, open your eyes, see what's there. Identify the things that could be a problem to you or you to them. Predict what those things are going to do, and then now you're ready to make an educated decision about what you can do, so you decide how you're going to avoid them, execute your plan, and then repeat the process, because once you've moved an inch forward, I know it sounds corny, but the situation has actually changed a little bit, and you need to reevaluate.
Yeah. How do you feel about, you know, as we move into the future, self-driving cars and some of what's being talked about?
Just recently on TV, there was a picture of somebody that took a Tesla. There were two people asleep in it, driving on some interstate roadway in California, I think. And I'm, you know, when I see stuff like that, I think, you know, the quality of our ability to bring technology up to do stuff that we don't have to do is wonderful, but it's not consistent across the board. People are still out there driving, and they're making instantaneous bad decisions rather than trying to continually arrive alive. And so, you know, self-driving, I personally, I don't agree with. I mean, you know, it's not like it's ever going to be the Jetsons.
Mm.
But we're depending too much on technology.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is you're driving a 4,000-pound piece of equipment that can kill you or can kill other people or both.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Steve, how do people get a copy of How's My Driving?
Well, there's a website for it. I have a website for my driving school, which is drivingschoolfl.com, and it will be available through that. But anybody who here's my email address. It's kind of corny, but it goes along with it. It's steve.howsmydriving@gmail.com, and if they want, they can address me there.
Perfect.
It's just something that, like I said, I think it's an awareness issue. It's lifting our head up out of the sand and understanding that there's no reason in the world for us to go and have car crashes on a daily basis. It's really not.
Yeah. Yep, I so agree with you. Well, thank you so much for talking to us, and I hope people take this away from this interview, take away from this interview so much of what you talked about, because less crashes equals a better life. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much for taking the time to air this, because I think it's such an important item.
I agree. Thank you.
The Hebrew Cabo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Cabo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We've been talking a lot about recently has been CBD oil, especially for the last couple of months here on the show. I know a lot of people have emailed me with questions. I talked about CBD oil helping a friend of mine. And so it's really timely that we have Ricky James on with us. He's the CEO of Hemp Life. And Hemp Life is changing the industry with CBD oils. And we're seeing this really incredible advanced technology. So again, it's perfect timing to have Richie on. Richie, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
There are some people, which, believe it or not, who don't know what CBD oil is, and I think there's some confusion around it. Let's start off with that. What is CBD oil?
Well, I think a better way to enter that question is what it's not. What it is, isn't what most people perceive it to be, and it's not the product that gets you high. I can tell you that. So that's an absolute fact. So CBD oil is a totally different category. CBD is one proponent of a plant called the hemp plant, and there are over 180 different what we call cannabidiols within that plant that offer up different types of wellness and health-type benefits. CBD is just one of those, which is the most popular one. The other one that most people associate with when we speak, and again, it's totally separate. It's not included in what we do. It's the THC side of things, you know. So kind of the perception of the Spicolis of the world, if you're from my generation, the Fast Hunter of Maha, that's a totally different demographic. We do not deal in that. CBD is a whole different category. So does not get you high. It's totally legal, and it offers up medicinal and health and wellness benefits.
Yeah, I got to jump in here and say this, because you have 30-plus years in health, fitness, wellness, and certainly in the entrepreneur's game. This has to be exciting for you. How did you get involved, you know, in CBD oil?
Great question, and it's a very unique story and journey. As you mentioned, I do have 30 years of the wellness industry. My formal educational background is I'm a former strength and conditioning coach. I worked at the Division I college level. I also own sports performance centers here in the Dallas, Texas area as well, and fitness centers. And so wellness and fitness has been my entire life, my entire family. We consider ourselves just the all-American family. And that's part of our reason for starting Hemp Life, was we want to bridge that gap between what CBD is and mainstream America. So that's who we are. We're an athletic family. My wife is a former world-class middle distance runner. My older daughter, who is our president of our company, is a former professional soccer player and collegiate Division I soccer player, U.S. team soccer player. My 19-year-old is a former collegiate volleyball player. So we come from an athletic background, and so fitness has always been in our blood. So that being said, we're always on the quest to try to find things and do things to live at a higher level, live a more vibrant life, and that's one of our slogans here at Hemp Life, live a vibrant life. And so really what triggered this entire Hemp Life company was my wife's mother got sick a few years ago, and what any loved one would do for their mom or family member, my wife went to work to research and find alternative things away from the harsh things that the medical community wanted to put her through. And so she just wanted to help her mom just feel better, just live a more vibrant life and feel great throughout the day. And two of those things she came across was cannabis and CBD. And we had tremendous results from it. And as a fitness person, again, I started utilizing it for fitness reasons, but also quickly found out that it's not just for that. But if you know anybody that works out, a lot of things kind of cross over into, you know, your mainstream everyday life. And so I found great benefits from utilizing it, from recovery, from feeling better, from waking up better, from sleeping better. So as a family, just last October, we said, why don't we start a CBD company? Because our mission and one of the things we love to do as a James family is we love to help people feel better, perform better, and look better. And CBD products and Hemp Life is what that's all about. And that's how we started it.
Wow, I love that story. We're speaking with Richie James, and he's the CEO of Hemp Life. You know, if for people that are listening, they're like, ah, that sounds so interesting, Richie, but I don't know where to even begin. You just talked about how many different strains, et cetera. What type of CBD oil would you recommend for a first-time user?
Well, it's great that you use the word CBD oil, and this is kind of something we are trying to alleviate some of this confusion. So we want to try to simplify things, and part of the conversation here today is to do that. Oil is just one product that you can use to ingest CBD, okay? We need to make that very clear. Oil is just one. It's the most popular one. There are gel caps, and at Hemp Life, we offer up a few different types of delivery systems, and again, we want to, one of our objectives when we first started Hemp Life, or wanted to start off, and one of my motives is I want to offer people the highest quality, the highest bioavailability, meaning the highest absorption, because when you take products, you want to get the most out of it, right? So delivery system makes a difference. So oil is one of them. We have gel caps. We have a water-soluble powder that you can, like, if you're a coffee drinker or whatever it is, you pour your coffee in the morning, stir it up. You only know it's in there, Kate. You put it in your teas, your juices, things like that. We also have our flagship product, which I really like to share with people, is because it's an inhaler. Now, I want to clarify something. It's not a vaping product. We do not carry vaping products because, as we all know in the news lately, there's a lot of controversy surrounding those vaping-type products, and I know a lot of states right now are stepping in and shutting that down. So we will not offer anything up. We are a wellness company, so we're going to help you feel better, look better, perform better. So our inhaler is just like what you would think of as an asthma inhaler. So it gets right in. It gets right into the system. It offers up an extremely high bioavailability rate. Gets right into the system, metabolizes very quickly, so you feel the effects of it, and you start feeling better right away. So there are different delivery mechanisms that you want to look at when you're utilizing CBD products. Again, I think it just comes down to preference too, Kate.
Well, I like that you talked about the different delivery systems, and then I know that people are wondering this. You touched on this for sure, but how does it affect our mood, our body, you know, for people who are working out, for people who aren't working out, and everybody's in a different stage in life, and you certainly know that, Richie. But give us kind of a thumbnail sketch of how it affects us.
The best way I can answer that, and the safest way I can answer that for your listeners, is that the number one thing that I think CBD or CBD-type products can offer you up as a person is it offers up an overall feel-good wellness. In other words, you know, it's the best word, the best way I can describe it is my son-in-law, who's a former NFL player, came in and he used our inhaler. And he walked back in, he goes, "Can I get more?" And I go, "Wait, come on. How did you feel?" And he goes, "You know, I just felt like I let out a big breath of fresh air, and the weight of the world just kind of lifted off my shoulders, and I just felt calm. I felt relaxed. I felt focused, just felt an overall sense of well-being." And I think the number one component that you're going to feel from when you utilize CBD products is that feeling right there, just a feeling of overall wellness. Just you just feel better. Now, you can take CBD products that address specific needs. Obviously, you know, if you have different types of conditions going on with your body that you want to address, one thing that I like to say is that, you know, being in fitness, and a lot of people don't think about this, but this applies to all your listeners, is one of the very important components to fitness and recovery is sleep. So that's where I make most of my recovery. So if I sleep better, I wake up feeling better. And because I sleep better, my body recovers better. And you wake up more refreshed, more focused. You're more mentally focused. So I believe CBD products can help with your night's rest. It can help you be more calm. It can help you, you know, be, you know, more focused and wake up more refreshed every day, ready to go attack your day. And we like to say this: if you feel better, you're going to perform better. If you perform better, you're going to get better results. If you feel better, you're going to be a better friend. If you feel better, you can be a better husband. If you feel better, hey, you can be, like someone said earlier, a better golfer. You know, so if you feel better, you can be a better coworker. Because you produce better, guess what? Your success is going to be better. So that's what it's a domino effect. And that's what we like to think of here at Hemp Life.
I love it. Better golfer, that sounds good to me, and more sleep. So, Richie, for more information, where do we need to go?
Yes, you're going to go to HempLife, that's HempLife.net, that's HempLife.net. All our information is on there. You can email us at info@HempLife.net. Feel free to do that. And then also, a very special thing for you listeners here today, Kate, we want to offer up a coupon code, RADIO20. If they get to their checkout and put in RADIO20 into the coupon code, they're going to get a 20% discount off their first purchase and free shipping.
I love it. Richie James, thanks so much for joining us on the show, CEO of Hemp Life, and thanks to all of you for listening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.